beat him at the Florida Supreme Court level last week. But it's going on in the close states, Pennsylvania, Ohio. Amazing saga. What happens when you put this system under stress, Lou, and the bile and the mucus and all the stuff pops up. And basically it's political bigotry by the Democratic Party against competition, against small parties, against independent candidates. Now, I might say a lot of Republican law firms are involved here, one in Philadelphia, the Livingston Group in Washington. I guess they don't like our criticism, that is our, meaning Nader Camejo, tickets criticism of big business.
Well, your criticism offending Republicans, the impact that many Democrats feel that you had on the 2000 election in effectively denying Al Gore the presidency, you can understand why there would be a contest between the Democratic Party and yourself in terms of the electoral process, can you not?
No, I can't, because 10 times more registered Democrats in Florida deserted Gore for Bush than deserted Gore for the Nader-LaDuke ticket, and that was true around the country. So you think they'd concentrate on that? You think they'd concentrate on actively registering 9 million African-American voters, 90% of whom vote Democrat? Or you think they'd concentrate on trying to respond to low-income workers who are not making a living wage and whose jobs are being outsourced to China, not just technical jobs. This is a decadent party. It's decayed. It's surrounded by corporate consultants, corporate advisors, and loaded with corporate money. And it's got to be challenged. I hope progressive Democrats after the election will really purge that that party from its corporate domination, because it's just losing elections for the last 10 years to the worst of the Republicans, local, state, and national level.
Your criticism, the depth of your criticism of the Democratic Party, I'm sure many people are astounded by it, assuming that you would be more directed in your attacks against the Republican Party. The corporate power in this election, corporate power in our society at large, it's overwhelming. What do you think your candidacy will do to alter that?
Well, we have concentrated on George W. Bush because he's presiding as a conservative Republican over the shipment of whole industries and jobs to a communist dictatorship in China at 37 cents an hour labor, etc. I have a proposal to really challenge the corporations here. They say they're shipping jobs to China and other countries, low-wage countries, to keep up with the global competition. Walmart's telling its suppliers if they don't meet the China price, then they're going to have to close down and go to China. Well, I'm going to propose in the next few days, and I hope to advertise classified ads in China and Mexico, a outsource your CEO program. And I'm going to ask for bilingual people in the third world of experience, successful in management, who would be very pleased to replace the heads of IBM and General Electric and General Motors at one-tenth of the executive salary, and probably work even harder. So this is what's important. We've got to get a message to these top executives. If they want to meet the global competition, then they should be ready to sacrifice their plush CEO jobs along with their employees.
Well, it's a fascinating proposal. It'll be interesting to see if it gains traction, because on the purest theoretical terms, each of these companies that is aggressive in its outsourcing always talks about efficiency, productivity, global competitiveness, but it seems to be only the middle-class working man and woman in this country for whom that's an appropriate competitive response. So
exactly. And they're avoiding the law. You point out how few are these corporate crooks are prosecuted, convicted and sent to jail. And we have a 12-point program on our website, votenator.org, for corporate reform. It's the obvious capitalistic reforms, among others. You make the investors strong and own and control the company. You give them rights when the investors are defrauded. You have them control corporate compensation, which is going through the roof. Some of these top executives are making $7,000 an hour. And Warren Buffett said it's executive compensation out of control that has led to the incentive to cook the books, to pad the profits, to download the debts. And we also need to punish these companies and not have them take government contracts. They're going to flee the country to the Bahamas for tax avoidance, for example, and give workers who own pensions more rights over their pensions. You know, these are not radical nostrums, Lou. These are law and order nostrums. And I think the corporate executives, with their excessive influence over Washington, are misreading the American public. You can only push the American people so far, so far, so far, when they're going to rebel. And I wrote this book, The Good Fight, to show how corporate power concentration affects ordinary people's lives, their jobs, small taxpayers, their consumers, etc., healthcare, drug prices, in order to alert the business community that there's a revolt coming. Three-quarters of the people in this country think George W. Bush favors corporate interests over people interests. Over 70% of the people in a Business Week poll say corporations have too much control over their lives. And I say to the business community, you better read this book. This is an alert opener for you. Otherwise, you're going to get one of the great historic rebellions among working Americans, not the least of which because you've abandoned America, the country that gave you birth, rose you to profits, bailed you out in Washington, and had the U.S. Marines save you overseas.
Ralph Nader, independent candidate for president, we thank you for being with us. And come November, just a little over 50 days away, we'll find out what the national mood really is. We thank you for being here.
Thank you, Lou.